Michael Avery with Classic Business.
Well, in 2018, ABSA reduced headcount by 830 staff net to just over 30,800. Nedbank by 726 net to just over 28,260. And Standard Bank by 680 net to 31,662. That's according to an article written today by Hilton Tarrant. And why do I mention this? Well, one of the big stories today is that Standard Bank has announced further cuts to its branches and obviously to its staff complement. I'm joined now by Funeka Montjani, the CEO of Personal and Business Banking at Standard Bank, also known as the Iron Lady. Funeka, good evening.
Good evening, Mark.
Now, this decision has been taken to close 91 branches, and you've given a timeline here of June 2019. So over the next few months, this is going to be quite rapid in terms of changes. What's the reason for the closures?
So it's been an exceptionally difficult decision to make. What we've seen over the last couple of years, really, but really seen a significant acceleration in the last 18 months, we've seen that customers, particularly individual customers, are no longer coming to branches. They are overwhelmingly preferring digital platforms, app, internet banking. They are swiping their cards with point-of-sale devices, and of course they're using ATMs. We got to the point where we really had to face the fact that there is our customers are not using these services by and large, and it's time for us to act.
And it is a trend that we've been talking about for some time now. It happens at a time when we've just recently had the official launch of Time Bank, and there are other digital offerings. Bank Zero is waiting in the wings, and what Michael Jordan is busy beavering away with there. So it is part of this trend that we're seeing. In terms of actual headcount, how many jobs will be impacted?
So absolutely, you're right. A huge part of this has to do with the trends, the choices that customers are choosing to make. What we've said this afternoon is that we believe that there are about 1,200 impacted jobs. But what we've done is that we've looked inside the organization into vacancies that exist. And we've even, working with our trade union, gone as far as about to start a process of looking at anybody in the organization and asking a really important question that says, is there anyone who wants to take a different life, who wants to retire early, who wants to take a different job, so that we can make spaces for particularly young people, and people who still want to be in the bank. So the 1,200 is certainly not a final number.
So that is sort of the outer limit. It could be less depending on who takes
up
that offer. Funeka, that's all the time we have for, I'm afraid. Thanks for popping in at the last minute to share some of the insights and thinking behind that move. That was Funeka Montjani, CEO of Personal and Business Banking at Standard Bank.